Yes. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal deep public enemy. Oh, y'all don't know about that. Y'all don't know about that. All right, everybody, what's up? Thank you all for attending. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. I'm the CEO at Business Credit Builder. Today, we're going to talk about how to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that's not linked to your social and easily get business loans and credit lines. Okay, so check this, right? This Happy New Year. This is the first webinar that I'm doing for this year. And we got a big lineup this year of new interesting topics that's on our website that we're going to do this year, okay? Today, we're going to talk about how to build business credit. And I just want to tell you this right before we start, that this is not a sales class, even though I sell, you know, being a coach for building business credit. But normally, in those webinars, you know, they tell you, the sales classes, they tell you just enough so that you can buy the item. Me, I'm going to teach you every single step that you need to know to build business credit and some more stuff, okay? You could be able to do this on your own without me, but I'm going to tell you the bumps along the way, all right? So you'll be able to do this on your own, okay? Take this as a classroom, right? You should be taking notes when you can, if you can, right? You can ask questions if you want to. It's best that you ask questions because I like the interactive. If I know that you out there, I'm going to be like, you know, I just feed on the energy. You know what I mean? Okay, so right now, if you can hear me and you know where the chat is, put in the chat what your business name is, if you got a business, and what that business does. And while you do that, I'm going to share my screen. Screen two. Screen one. Okay. So now you should be able to see. Yeah. Okay, so now you should be able to see my desktop with my PowerPoint presentation that says how to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN. All right. Now, here we go. How to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that's not linked to your Social Security and easily get business loans and credit lines. Now, take note that I'm going to be going pretty fast. So y'all can ask questions, right? But I'm going to be going fast because I got a lot of information I want to show y'all. This is what y'all need to know. If y'all are in business or starting a business, this is what you need to know about building business credit and accessing money for your business, all right? Here goes my contact information. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. The business is, my business is called businesscreditbuilder.us LLC. The website is businesscreditbuilder.us. I can't take that one. They done. I don't know how to swipe it off. Okay, so got my telephone number, my email, right? And now I got three buttons down there, right? The three buttons. Let's start with the top one. This is how you talk to us about how to, you know, about the services we provide. This is how you schedule an appointment with me, right? To talk about building your business credit or the services that we provide. You schedule a consult, right? By going to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult, right? Now, don't forget to make sure you get your free guide on how to build business credit. You just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. And if you think you can get approved for financing now, then you would go to businesscreditbuilder.us/get funding. Okay. All right. And on top of that, this presentation will be recorded and put on YouTube the next day, most likely. Most likely the next day. All right. Okay. Let me tell you some background about me. I was born and raised in New York. I went to Morehouse, studied accounting. My first job coming out of Morehouse was at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. I had a couple corporate jobs, right? But I've always been entrepreneurial, right? And I started a company called MediaNet USA. And at MediaNet USA, what we do is accounting and bookkeeping for small businesses. We do websites for small businesses. And now I talk about business credit and financing, okay? Okay, what we will cover today, how you can get business credit within 7 days or less that's linked to your EIN, not your social, even if you are a startup or have bad personal credit now. Then immediately start using it to get the credit you want and need, even from major sources like Target, Walmart, Staples, Lowe's, Visa, MasterCard, and more. How you can access loans even as a startup, have credit challenges, or lack collateral. Say word, say word. All right. Most people fail when trying to get money and grow their business. Most people try to get money from the bank when they need money. Most don't know that EIN credit can be built regardless of personal credit quality. Many apply for credit in the wrong order, okay? Let me tell you this. Building business credit is a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. So there's no skipping steps, okay? No skipping steps, no jumping the lunch line, all right? Many entrepreneurs don't know that money is available based on strengths, okay? This seminar is for you if you're looking for money to start or grow a business, or you want to build credit that's not linked to your social, okay? What is business credit? Business credit is credit that is obtained in a business name. With business credit, the business builds its own credit profile and credit score for its EIN number. The credit is in the business name and based on the business's ability to pay, not the business owner's ability to pay. Okay? The business can qualify for revolving store credit cards like Staples, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Costco, and more. Okay. Why business credit is awesome. Let me go to this chat and see what we got in here. All right, we got Affirm Salon. Miss Myers in the building. You be careful out there. Elaine has Endless Prints, screen printing. Oh, snap, word is born. Jeff Mason's Movers. He even put his IG in there, so get at him if you need to move, yo. Terminus IT, Michael Parrish in the building. Elaine got Kingdom Life Ministry is the nonprofit. Hell yeah. Excuse me. But nonprofits can build business credit too. Did you know that? See, nonprofits is a business first, and then they put in an application so that they don't have to pay taxes. So nonprofits is a business, no doubt about it. Okay. Miss Mathis has 88 Lux. Boutiques, you got a boutique. Oh, snap. What you selling there? Like scarves and stuff? Scarves and earrings and stuff like that? Word. Okay. Miss Reagan has Nikisha Reagan, Freight Broker Trucking Company. Freight Broker, no doubt. Her website is nrsfb.net. Yeah, yeah. Word. What you talking about, Jason Jett? Okay. And let me see. Siobhan is a realtor. What up? What up? All right, we got some stuff for you too, Miss Realtor. All right. Okay, so let's go over why business credit is so awesome. And also check out my hashtag. Hashtag business credit is real. Okay. Now, business credit has no effect on your personal credit. All right. No personal guarantee is needed in order to build business credit. Business credit building is fast compared to personal credit because there's only one thing that affects your business credit score, and that's how you pay your bill. With your personal credit, there's five factors. Business credit can help you offset current expenses, okay? With business credit, you can increase approval amounts with better rates and terms, okay? No collateral, cash flow, or good credit is needed in order to build business credit. And with business credit, you can access loans and credit lines. Word. Okay. Every successful business in America has business credit. Okay. This is how business is done with business credit. Okay. Now, what you see now is what anybody can see for free for any company. Okay. This is for Facebook. Facebook is in Menlo Park, California. And the part that I want to bring to your attention is the number of trade lines. You see that? They got 40 trade lines. You see that? Well, let's go over what a trade line is. Before we even continue, I want everybody to know what a trade line is because this is the basis for building business credit, okay? So this is what a trade line is. You go to a company, they're gonna give you a credit account, right? Right, so you can buy something on credit, you pay it later. Now, when you go and buy something, right, and you make a payment, they send a report to the business credit reporting agencies, right? Now, and they put it on your credit report. That's what happens. You buy something on credit. You got the item. You didn't pay for it yet. They give you an invoice. Then you pay the item. Then when you pay the item, they send a report to the business credit reporting agency. The report says XYZ company, they got an account with us and they have such and such amount of a limit of credit with us, right? They made a purchase and they paid it off in X amount of days. And they send that report to the business credit reporting agencies. The business credit reporting agencies put that on your business credit profile. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one trade line. Does anybody got any questions on what a trade line is before we go forward? Any questions? What a trade line is. Y'all know what a trade line is, right? All right, let's do it. Jason, how do you obtain a trade line? Good question. I'm going to show you how, right? So you're ahead of the game. Hold on. There's some steps that we got to take before we actually go get this trade line, right? But I wanted you to know what a trade line is, right? Okay. I got you, though, bro. I got you. All right. Now check this next one out. Microsoft, they got 131 trade lines, right? Now, bust this. Walmart, they're like the king of business credit. And let me tell you this. If you operating a business, there's no reason why you don't have business credit. If you're already operating a business, you should already. It's built into the system. It's built into it, right? Okay, so this is what Walmart does. Walmart goes to Bounty and say, yo, Bounty, let me get a truckload of toilet paper. So like the Walmart president, the Walmart owner, he don't go in his pocket and pay for this. He don't call the accounting department and say, cut a check for this. The toilet paper shows up at the store. They put the toilet paper on the shelf. We go in there and buy the toilet paper. They take our money and pay the bill. And Bounty says, hey, you did that good. Here's five truckloads. Now keep flipping that. right? So that's how business goes. At the big corporate level to the small business level, like the corner store. When the bread man comes, they're not paying for that bread right there. They're counting how many units came in, how many units went out. This is how business is done. All right? Okay, how we can help. Business Credit Builder, powered by the Finance Suite. We show you how to make your business credible in the eyes of the lender. Our high-tech software helps you build your business credit to access high-limit credit, store credit, business loans, and credit lines. We work with all legitimate types of funding programs that are available today, offering funding through hundreds of investors and lenders through a multitude of different funding programs. And that's word. Okay, let's get started. How do you build business credit? Okay, as a business owner, you may be beginning to hear the word fundability a lot. It may come from lenders, various media platforms, or your own current creditors. What is fundability? The ability of your business to get funding. When lenders consider funding your business, does it appear to them to be a good idea to make the loan? What do they look at to make that determination? How does a business become fundable? When a lender considers lending to your business, do they feel you are a high risk? Do you appear to be a business that can and will pay the debt? Lenders are in it for the money. See, so you don't necessarily have to be able to pay the debt to get a loan or an account or something. You have to appear to be able to pay the bill back, okay? And I'm gonna show you what that looks like. Okay, how does the business get fundability? To start, you have to make sure your business is set up properly. Okay. A great business credit score is important. In addition, there are many other aspects that are necessary for fundability as well. Now, I'm gonna tell you, out of all these steps, this is the first step: making sure your business is credible in the eyes of the lender. This is the most important step. It's like the easy pieces to do, but this is the most important step, is making your business credible in the eyes of the lender, okay? For sure. Okay, what is fundability and how does a business become fundable? A potential creditor needs to see that your business is legitimate and profitable. Many loan applications are denied approval due to fraud concerns. Others, simply because they didn't match up on something. Something didn't match up and threw up a red flag. Maybe the addresses or the phone numbers didn't match up on a couple of reports and it just looks unprofessional. When this information does not match up, they could deny you and they don't have to tell you why. If you understand what fundability is and how to get it, you can shut down any such red flags before they cause you problems. Okay. The foundation of fundability is how your business is set up. It has to be set up to appear to be a fundable entity separate from you, the owner. Okay? That's why we're setting up a company to be separate from you, to keep your personal liability separate from your business liability. And these are the things you need to have set up for your business. You need to have a business name. You go to the Secretary of State. You need a business address. You need a business phone. You need an EIN number. You need a DUNS number. And I'm going to tell you all about this stuff. And you need a website and you need a business email. All right? Okay. Contact information. The first step in setting up a foundation of fundability is to ensure your business has its own business phone number. All right. So this is the rundown on this phone number thing, right? And this is real important, this phone number thing. So you need a local number that is listed with the National 411 directory. If you already have a phone number that's a business phone, that is not a cell phone and not your home telephone line, right? You can list your phone with listyourself.net. Listyourself.net, right? Okay. This is necessary. This is not this one right here, this step right here. This is not a step. This local telephone number, this is not a step that you skip over and say, I'm just going to wing it. That ain't going to work, okay? All right. So just as long as we understand what that means, right? Okay. So you need to have this local number listed with National 411 directory. Now, it's good to have a fax number and a toll-free number. Those are not as necessary, but this is how they think, right? So lenders are going to look to see if your local telephone number is listed, okay? When they do, and they check that off and say, okay, yeah, they're listed. And when they list, when you list your telephone number, it's associated with your address. So when they look and to see if you're listed and they check that address, it's the same, right? Then check. Now, they see that you got a fax number and they see you got an 800 number. Now, you're looking more like you can pay this bill to them. Not to me, to them. That's how they think, okay? So having stuff filled in on this application, because all the time, it's all of these application, that's the starting process. This the starting process is what I call the smell test, this application, because this application is nothing but a bunch of fields. Each field that they're asking you for something, they're actually doing something, okay? Like in the name field, right? In the business name field, what they're actually doing is looking up a database of all businesses with a similar name as yours. And if it doesn't match up exactly, and I do mean exactly, then they could deny you and they don't have to tell you why. So what that means to a small business owner is this. You could be got this application and you're rushing. You didn't put the dash in that's in your name. You abbreviated something and you left out the INC or something, right? And it didn't match up. They deny you. They don't tell you exactly why they denied you. And now you keep doing that same thing and you keep getting denied, okay? So that's why this setup stuff, being credible in the eyes of the lender, the smell test is so important, okay? Now, business address. Here we go. There are three options for business address. The first option is a brick and mortar, right? That's the first option. Not everybody can afford a brick and mortar at the beginning, right? So that's cool. But you definitely need a place where you can accept packages, right? The second option is to have a virtual office address. You can get a virtual office address for as low as $50 a month. A lot of my clients get the virtual office address because they don't want to share their home address where they got their kids. And, you know, some people just don't want to share where their home is, right? Where they live at, right? So that's understandable. That's why a lot of my clients get a virtual office address. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. Okay. Okay. The third and the last resort is your home address. Okay, the third and the last one is your home address. Now, this is the last resort because creditors do not perceive home-based businesses as being credible. Okay, but this is how they run it. This is how they think. They think of it on a case-by-case basis, right? So let's say, for instance, you have a hair care, right? You're doing hair from the house, right? Well, that's normal, right? They think that somebody doing hair, because that's a big business, right? Said somebody doing hair from the crib, they can pay this little bill, right? They can pay this bill. They doing hair at the crib. Now, on the other hand, let's say you're a trucking company And you got all these trucks at the house, right? You're supposed to have all these trucks at the house, right? But one thing to know is they're just trying to see if this makes sense, right? So they're going to look at your, on your Dun & Bradstreet credit report is a Google Maps picture of your business address. So if you're using your home, they're looking straight at your front of your crib. They're trying to see if this is making sense. If they see a reason not to make sense, they're going to deny you and don't even have to tell you why. Okay? Because that's why the home address is the last option, right? You can use the home option, the home address, but that's the last option, okay? Just so you know. Okay. All right, now back to that phone number, right? This is the rundown on the phone numbers. I use Freedom Voice, but each one of these, RingCentral, Vonage, Freedom Voice, can work. I use Freedom Voice because they give you a local number for $9.99 a month, right? And they'll charge you $3 a month so that you can list it, right? You see that? You can list it. Now, RingCentral and Vonage, they start you at $25 a month. So I did the research for you already to let you know where to go to. Freedom Voice is the rundown. Go to businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, and you can see some information there on Freedom Voice, okay? All right. All right, virtual office address. This is the rundown on that, right? So check it. I use DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions. These virtual office places, right? There's a whole bunch of these virtual offices that will give you the same address they gave hundreds of other businesses, and you don't want that. You need a unique address for your business. And what DaVinci does is they have a form that they send to the post office to create a unique business address for you, all right? So you can also go to that vendors page slash vendors, and you can see how you can order the correct product from them. There's a telephone number, there's a person to call, and there's verbiage on how to order the right product. Don't mess it up, so you have to go back and do it again. We got somebody in the chat. What somebody say here? Ms. Myers says, is there an issue if your number is an 800 number? Yes, there is a big issue if your main business number is an 800 number. All right? Like I said, this is a required situation right here. You must have a local number for your business. And that local number is listed with the National 411 Directory, okay? Because that's how businesses think. They think if you're a business in this town, you have a telephone number in this town, and it's also listed, okay? Having an 800 number just makes it look like you're more credible, okay? All right, I hope I answered that question, Ms. Myers. All right, bet versus local. All right, cool. All right, EIN number. I'm not gonna talk much about the EIN number unless y'all really need me to, unless y'all got some questions about the EIN number. But I'm gonna tell you the two things you need to know about an EIN number. The EIN number is necessary to build business credit. You cannot build business credit without an EIN number. And two, the EIN number is free. So don't start coming to me talking about you paid for an EIN number. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't pay for an EIN number. Go to irs.gov. You get it in 15 minutes. Boom, bam. And make sure when you set up the EIN number, you got the right address. All right? That address is crucial. Okay. Make sure you incorporate. Right? So incorporating your name, you go to the Secretary of State in the state that you reside in, right? In order to separate your personal liability from your business liability, you must select for your entity a LLC or a corporation. Now, when you set up your name, you're reserving your name at the Secretary of State in Georgia, it costs $100. In California, it costs about $800. New York costs about $275. Florida costs about $250. But when you set this up, they're going to ask you for an entity, right? Now, if you select your entity to be a proprietorship or a partnership, then you are personally liable for anything that happens with this business. So, in order to separate your personal liability from your business liability, you must select a limited liability corporation or a corporation, okay? Next Saturday, I got a webinar I'm doing prompt two to tell you the difference in the two. All right, that's next Saturday. Check out on my events page on the website, all right? All right, so you got to get a business bank account, right? So once you got your Secretary of State, they send you a certificate with your business name on it in about 30 days, less than 30 days, they'll send you that. And you have your EIN number. If you have those two items, you go to the bank, show them your ID, get a bank account, right? This helps you keep track of business finances so you can keep them separate from your personal finances for tax purposes. Most vendors and lenders require a business to have a business bank account in order to get approved for anything. They want you to have a business bank account. A business without a bank account is not fundable, okay? Okay, all right. Licenses. This is simple, right? So what is fundability? It's being a legitimate business. For a business to be legitimate, it has to have all the necessary licenses in order to operate. The most common mistake is having the appropriate license, but listed with an old address, okay? That can get you denied. And they do not have to tell you why they denied you, okay? That's different than personal credit, right? Personal credit, one, you got to ask permission for them to even look at your credit. With business, they don't have to ask you permission, and they don't have to tell you why they denied you. That's why it's important to get all these little things set up first so that later on, if they deny you, you know it's not that. Let's look for the real item. You see what I'm saying? Makes sense? All right. So do the research you need to ensure that you have all the licenses necessary and legitimately run your business at the federal, state, and local levels. Okay. Business, website, and email. Lenders and creditors will deny you if you do not have a website nowadays. In these days and times, if you're a business, businesses think that if you're legitimate, you got a website, okay? Now, it don't have to be all elaborate. It just needs to look like you're doing business, right? Okay, so spend time and money necessary to ensure your business, your website is professionally designed and works well. Your business needs a dedicated business email address as well. Make sure it has the same URL as your website. And don't use a free service such as Yahoo or Gmail. So don't use that one that you got, Big Booty Judy at Yahoo. Don't use that one, okay? They don't want to see you using a free email service to communicate with them. They want to see you doing business from your business email, okay? All right. That's simple stuff right there, right? My company, MediaNet, we do websites, right? So I got this small business web hosting package that's like an all-inclusive, right? You get domain registration, 12 months web hosting, I'll design the website. You get monthly updates to the website. You get unlimited emails. You get expert customer support, and you get internet consultation. I'm just going to say this. It's not the most expensive. It's not the least expensive, right? But it's the best value you're going to find. Like, because these other companies like GoDaddy, right? They're going to a la carte you stuff, right? So you'll get your website up, you get your domain, and now it's time to email somebody, right? And now they're going to charge you $100 for one email, all right? So they're going to a la carte you stuff. Melissa got something up in the chat. Let's see what you're talking about, Melissa. I used iPostal for my business address. I would like to change it, the business address. How do I file a new address for my LLC so that it will match? Good question. And when you change your address, you're going to need to start at the Secretary of State. So you go to the Secretary of State and you do an address change. In Georgia, it costs $20 to change your address if it's not the renewal time, okay? If you're not renewing, then they charge you $20, all right? And when you do the address change, you gotta change the address at the Secretary of State, you gotta change the address at the IRS with the EIN number, you gotta change it at the bank, you gotta change it on your website. Every place where your business name has your address, you need to change it and make sure the address lines up. I mean, like, when you fill out an application, they're checking. This is one of the major things they're checking, to make sure this address is lined up every place they see your business name, okay? All right, got another question. Michael, one comment on licenses. If you change addresses, you'll have to pay for the licenses again. In DC, that was $300. Ha-ha! That's crucial information to know for a business in DC, right? So don't mess up and have the wrong address from the beginning when you need to go. Don't slip up if you're in DC with that address, right? All right. Cool bet. Melissa, she says, thank you. I answered that question. Melissa, cool beans. All right. So y'all got the information on the websites, right? So on the websites, if y'all need a website, I'll give y'all the hookup. If y'all really need a website, I'll give y'all the hookup, right? So this usually goes for $350 for the first year, and then it renews at $150, right? So if y'all really want a website, $250, and I got you hooked up. Just schedule a consult today if you need a website, right? And I'll give you the homeboy hookup just because you was in this webinar. Okay. All right, next. What is fundability? Business credit reports. Okay, now we're getting down to some nitty-gritty stuff, right? So you need to understand the importance of your business credit reports and how to read them. See, your business credit reports is like the blueprint to tracking your trade lines, right? So remember I said the trade lines is like the basis for building your business credit. It's like the trade line is the brick to the house, right? Now, your credit report is the blueprint to building the house, right? So the more bricks you got, the stronger your house is, right? And you need your credit reports so that when you get these trade lines, and I'm going to show you how to get them, Jason. when you get these trade lines and you make a payment, you want to check your business credit reports to make sure that they put the right information, right? And it's accurate and it's timely, all right? All right. Tawana got a question here. NOS codes, where do you change that? Good question. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the SAM is. But when you set up your name at the Secretary of State, there's a place to tell them what your business is. They ask you to select one of these codes, the NOS codes. And this is important because this is how they determine how risky of a business you are, that you have, or however the word that. But the NOS code tell them if you're a gun manufacturer or a bomb manufacturer, well, that's high risk, right? So that's how you change it. You go to the Secretary of State, because that's what the lenders are going to look at. When they look at your business and verify your business is valid and active, they're going to look at the NOS code at the Secretary of State to determine what you do. Okay, Sam is the site to register your DUNS number. That's not correct. That's absolutely incorrect. You go to Dun & Bradstreet to register your DUNS number, to request a DUNS number. You don't register a DUNS number, you request one at Dun & Bradstreet. All right, I ain't get to that part yet. Okay, so now that we cleared that up, right? All right, let's clear some stuff up here, right? I don't want y'all to have misinformation. I want to clear it up, and I'm gonna tell you this. If I tell you something, I know it for real, because I did it, right? If I don't know it, I am not gonna tell you, all right? I'm not gonna say jack if I don't know it, right? So I know this, right? And one thing I do know is business credit. All right, boom. That's how we do it. Okay. Now, what is fundability? Business credit reports. All right. Now, there's three major business credit reporting agencies. Dun & Bradstreet is the biggest. Experian is the most used. And Equifax. All right. These three is the main three that you need to be thinking about. All right. All right. Now, each one of these, when you ask them for your business credit reports, they're going to charge you about $100 a month for your business credit reports. And you need these credit reports. Now, when you do business with me, I'm going to give you these credit reports for $25 per month for all three. So when you do business with me, I'm going to save you a little bit of money, right? Now, you can go to this website, businesscreditbuilder.us/reports, and you can see the logos of each of these business credit reporting agencies that have links directly to a page where you can put your business name in and address, and you can determine whether or not they have a record on you already. Okay? And you can do that for any company. All right. Yeah, yeah, that's how we do it. All right, next. Other business data agencies. In addition to the business credit reporting agencies that directly calculate and issue credit reports, there are other business data agencies that affect those reports indirectly. LexisNexis and the Small Business Finance Exchange. Y'all can do your research on those. LexisNexis and the Small Business Finance Exchange. These two agencies gather data from a variety of sources, including public records. This means they could even have access to information relating to automobile accidents, liens, and more. Okay, what did Michael say? You need a DUNS number for SAMS. Sam's for the government grants. Oh, yeah. You definitely need a business, a DUNS number for Sam's, okay? You definitely, but you don't get a DUNS number from Sam's, okay? You get the DUNS number from Dun & Bradstreet, okay? Cool. We cool with that one. Okay. Now, while you may not be able to access or change the data that agencies have on your business, you can ensure that any new information they receive is positive. Enough positive information can help counteract any negative information from the past. Okay, cool, Miss Myers. I got you. What is Miss Mathis saying? Can you freeze LexisNexis for a business? Yes. Ms. Mathis, some way, and I don't know the details on this. I'm not going to tell you what I don't know, but I know that LexisNexis has some kind of connection to your business that it links up some way. But the good news is that while you may not be able to access or change the data the agencies have on your business, you can ensure that any new information they receive is positive. Enough positive information can help counteract any negative information from the past. Okay, Allie, Miss Mathis, Allie. No doubt about it, Allie. If I can remember that, Allie, I got you though. Okay, identification numbers. In addition to the EIN, there are identification numbers that go along with your business credit reports. When considering what is fundability, you need to be aware that these numbers exist. Some of them are simply assigned by the agency, like the Experian BIN number, okay? The Experian Business Identification Number, right? Experian automatically generate that for you on your first transaction, on your first trade line that reports to Experian, they issue you a BIN, Experian BIN. Now, it's different for Dun & Bradstreet. Dun & Bradstreet, you have to request a DUNS number, and it's free. That's what you need to know about the DUNS number. It is free because, and it takes about 30 days for you to get your DUNS number when you apply. So when you apply for your DUNS number, expect this. You're going to get emails. You're going to get telephone calls of people that are trying to sell you something, trying to convince you, and they will convince you that you need to buy something at Dun & Bradstreet. But I'm going to tell you that this DUNS number is absolutely free, and they are very convincing. They will convince you to spend some G's, okay? But I'm here to let you know that DUNS number is absolutely free. Boom. All right. Your personal credit history, all right? Now, the only reason why I got this page here for the personal credit is because you can access money with just business credit and your personal credit be jacked, right? But I just want you to know that if you have good business credit and your personal credit is good, then you are more fundable. You have more fundability when you have good personal credit, okay? That's the point I wanted to make right there, all right? But y'all know I don't do personal credit, right? I don't even know personal credit that much, but I know there's five factors that affect it, and you got to work on, right? So go ahead with that. Okay. Why what, Allie? Why what?
Do you mind if I just talk?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You can talk.
Thank you. Why are you more fundable with good personal credit if it doesn't matter?
It does matter. I hope I didn't say that it doesn't matter. Your personal credit does matter. Okay. The point I was making was that you can get access to some funding with just business credit, but not as much as if you had personal credit. So a lot of the big funders are going to definitely look at personal credit, right? So then they look at your personal credit and they ask you to look at your personal credit, boom, they look at it. They don't have to ask you to look at your business credit. Now, if you're a business, they're going to know about if the business can pay a bill, and they look at your business credit. Now, the ones that have more money into it, they want to see if the owner of the business has a record of paying bills too. Now, if those collaborate both, then you are more fundable, okay? Like there's some fundings for your business that if you only have good personal credit, you can get up to $150,000. I'm going to tell you about that too, right? So like, I usually tell people about the three C's, right? There's three C's in funding: credit, personal credit, and business credit, collateral, and cash flow. These are the three C's that all lenders are gonna look at. If you have all three of the C's, credit, cash flow, collateral, if you have all three of them, then you could possibly qualify for an SBA loan. If you have two of the C's, then you can possibly qualify for a term loan. If you have one of the three C's, like credit or collateral or cash flow, then there's some money available for you. Now, if you have zero of those three C's, then that's when you start with business credit. And as you build your business credit, then you get access to more and more money. And it's all a strategy. So you have to get the strategy for your particular situation. If you're starting from scratch with no C's, Then you start building up that business credit, and we strategize how to get to the point for the things that you need, right? That's how I deal with my clients. We'll figure out, well, what it is that you need. Then we're going to figure out how to finance that particular thing, okay? Some people, I'm going ahead of myself. Hold on. I'm getting ready to say some stuff I'm getting about to say. So hold down. We're going to get down. All right. Allie, I hope I answered that question. Boom. Okay. So business information. Align your business information correctly. This is a problem because a ton of loan applications are turned down each year due to fraud concerns or simply because they do not match up. So make sure you have the exact business legal name. Your business address is exactly the same every place. You got your business phone. We talked about that. You got your address is listed at the IRS for the EIN. Your insurance papers, licenses, website, bank account all have the same exact information. The key to this piece of the business fundability is to monitor your reports frequently. When it comes to business credit reports, you can monitor them through reporting agencies directly, or you can save money, like I told y'all before, with the $25 for all three reports all the time. Boom, boom, bam. All right? Cool. All right. I'm sorry if I'm going so fast. So I just want to get all this stuff, and I got a whole bunch of stuff. We didn't even start building business credit yet. Okay? Okay. Both your personal taxes. Okay, we're going to skip over that. Okay. Bureaus. We're going to skip over that. Okay. There's so much that play into what you may think about. There's so much into fundability. There's a bunch of stuff. It's like complicated, actually. You see how long it took me to talk about getting your business fundable? We didn't even get one trade line yet, okay? So how fundable are you? Is your contact information consistent, all right? That's crucial stuff right there, okay? The quick answer to what is fundability is simple. However, when you dig a little further, there are so many layers that crisscross, it can take some time to unravel. It's more like a ball of yarn than an onion, really. Everything is connected, everything matters, and one kink in the wires can mess up a lot of stuff. Now is the time to take a closer look at the fundability of your business. Do whatever you can to increase it, right? All right, so bust this. This chart right here is a chart of everything that goes into your fundability, right? So it's kind of complicated. See, on the left-hand side, you got your credibility things, right? Your industry, right? That's the NAS code. Your name of the business. Your name of your business can affect how much money you get. The name, just the name. If your name is I blow up shit, they're not going to fund you, right? Okay, the other stuff is the time in business. You got your 411 listing. You got your business entity. You got your EIN number, website. All that stuff affects your credibility. You also got your application process, right? You got your financial statements. You got your business credit reports. All of this stuff can affect how fundable your business is. Okay? Does anybody got any questions before we go on to actually building business credit? Now we just did the basics. We did the 1, 2, 3s, the ABCs. Right? Anybody got some questions? Allie over there dying. All right. Anybody got any questions so far? What the deal? We good? All right. Cool. Y'all can open up your mic sometime and say something if y'all need to. What up? Okay. So far we talked about, and I see all y'all coming into the room. Thank y'all for coming in. And y'all can check out whatever y'all missed when I put this on YouTube. It'll be on YouTube the next day. So now we already talked about fundability, how to get your business credible in the eyes of the lender. And like I said, this is the most important step. All right. How am I doing on time? I got a half hour left. All right, but let's do this. All right. Vendor accounts. Now Jason, this is your part right here. How are we gonna get these? How are we gonna get these trade lines? That's the move right now. So, right now, we got our business set up credibly in the eyes of the lender, right? Now this is a hard step right here. This is a hard step. Now we're gonna need to get vendors to give us credit when we have no credit, and they have to report, and that's a hard deal. Because one, not that many companies are going to give us credit when we have no credit. And two, there's not that many companies report to the business credit reporting agencies. Only 10% of all businesses report to the business credit reporting agencies. So this is a hard step right here. But I got you, bro. You know I got you, though, right? Okay, so what we're going to start is with net 30 accounts, right? Basically, what this is that when you get an account with them, you ain't got no credit. They're going to give you a little bit of credit. And when you buy something, you have to pay it off in total in 30 days. 30 days, okay? That's how they do it. All right, so a business credit report can be started much the same as a consumer credit report commonly is, with small amounts of credit. The business can be approved for small credit amounts to help them build an initial credit profile. These types of initial accounts in the business world are commonly referred to as vendor credit or net 30. All right? And some vendors will approve your company for net 30 payment terms upon verification of as little as an EIN number and a 411 listing. I told y'all about this, that 411 listing is necessary to jumpstart this Billy. All right. So here are some vendors who will approve you for initial credit even if you have none now. I start with Maverick Office Supplies. You can go to this website, businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, and you can get there's a link up there for Maverick, and you get the hookup, you know, because I'm sending you over there, right? And they're gonna set you up straight, right? All you need is to be registered to Secretary of State. You got your EIN number and your telephone number is listed. That's how we jumpstart this. Okay. Check out the CEO Creative if that moves you. But check out Granger, Barnett. Barnett is a Home Depot company. They sell anything that Home Depot sells. Uline sells janitorial stuff, food service stuff, but basically janitorial stuff, you know, work clothes, you know, stuff like that, right? So now, this is what you need to know about these starter vendors, is that the goal here is to get these trade lines. Now, some of these vendors that's going to give you credit when you have no credit and report, they don't sell some stuff that you might use or not, right? So you have to find out. You have to strategize. This is a thinking process. You got to strategize. Like, there's another company called DigiKey, right? So when I went to DigiKey, DigiKey, right? DigiKey. When I went to DigiKey, I couldn't find something to buy. So I called them up. I got somebody on the telephone and said, yo, sell me something. I just need to buy something for $50. And you need to know also that when you get these vendors, you need to spend at least $50. So I said, yo, sell me something. He said he didn't. See, they sold technology stuff that none of that stuff I knew about, right? So I said, shoot. I hung up with him. And then I looked on the website one more time and I saw these flashlights. They got this high beam spotlight flashlight that I got for $35. And then I got, what else I got? I got something else for like $15, right? So the $35, and I still use that flashlight today. But this is how you gotta think. You gotta think, I'm gonna be aggressive at getting this trade line. Right? Let me buy something. I don't want to waste no money, but let me buy something I can use, right? The real idea is to adjust the things you purchase at home or at your work and buy something that is going to report. Okay, stuff that you normally buy. When I went to Uline, right? I went to Uline, I got my first transaction was a case of toilet paper and a Falcons hat for my son. Okay, so you got to strategize this thing, right? The case of toilet paper was $30 or something like that. Then the hat was like 20, boom. So you gotta spend at least $50 because some vendors will not report if it's less than $50. Okay. Allie, hope it wasn't. She was hoping it wasn't single ply. All right. That was a good one. That was a good one. Because you don't want the single ply. That was funny as hell. Okay. All right. So, bust it. Some vendors will require an initial prepaid order before they can approve your business for terms. Uline is one of them. So if you go to Uline and there's nothing on your credit report, most likely they're going to ask you to make some transactions first by paying something off. They want to see your business spend some money to make sure you're real. So you have to expect that. Some vendors will ask you to do that. Okay, so you have to think to see whether or not, is this worth it? Or should I just go to another vendor? Okay, so there's a lot of thinking in this. It's a lot of strategy, right? Basic strategy that you do for home, but now you got to do it for your business, okay? So you need to have a total of at least 5 net 30 paid day accounts reporting. That's why I got this car. Y'all see the car though? Check out the car. The car got the number 5 on it. We're going for 5 trade lines, right? Now check out the smoke. The smoke? Check out the smoke. Now check out his face. His face is like, yo, I got credit now and we rolling, all right? So now that the point that we're at, we got these 5 net 30 vendors reporting on our business credit reports. The idea here is to get 3 vendors that report to Dun & Bradstreet, because Dun & Bradstreet is not going to give you a Paydex score until they see 3 vendors reporting. And the Paydex score is the score that the lenders look at to determine your credit worthiness. So you need 3 reporting to Dun & Bradstreet to give you a Paydex score. If those 3, you paid those 3 bills on time, then the Paydex score that they give you is going to be about a 76. And the scores for business go from zero to 100. Okay? From 0 to 100. And then if you do those 3 for Dun & Bradstreet and you pay them on time, they're going to give you about a 76. All right? So that's close to where you need to be at, because you need to be at 80. Now, a 70 Paydex score is lendable, but I tell my clients to be at 80 or above. That's where you need to be. So if you do those 3, you'll be close to where you need to be. All right, cool. Let's go to the next step. Okay, Ms. Cook got a question. Does a cell phone company in the business name count as well? The cell phone companies do not report, but you can use cell phone accounts as references, and references are good, okay? But they do not report. They will not count as a trade line, okay? Cool, cool, cool. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, next step. Now that we set up our business credible in the eyes of the lender, we got our 5 net 30 accounts. Now it's time to go to the revolving accounts. This is where you want to be, in revolving accounts, because they affect your business credit greater than the net 30 accounts, and they sell stuff that you want to buy, okay? So after 5 trade lines are established using vendor accounts, obtaining revolving accounts is the next step. Revolving accounts are cards a business owner can use and not be required to pay the full balance owed each month. Okay, here goes some revolving accounts. Most major stores do offer business credit, but they don't advertise it, right? So Home Depot, Lowe's, Office Depot, Staples, Best Buy, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, Amazon, Dell, Apple, BP, Chevron, Racetrack. Whew, there's a whole bunch of these. But they will definitely not give you credit if you have no credit. Most definitely. Okay? They will definitely not give you credit if you don't have no credit. Now, some businesses, this is all they need. So some businesses, all they need is a gas card or a car that they can get their truck fixed so that their truck can go up and down the block, right? Some businesses might only need a Home Depot account, right? Or another business might only need an Office Depot account with a Costco account. I had a business that all I needed to do was use my Sam's account and a gas card to get around, because I did this vending, right? Where I set up, I had a popcorn stand with a cotton candy machine, right? So I got all my supplies on credit, right? Got my supplies on credit, went out there, made any money, then I could go pay the bill. See, some businesses, that's what they need to get going, to start building, right? Or Dell account or something, right? Okay, so once 10 accounts are on the credit, an owner can then start applying for Visa, MasterCard, Amex types credit cards. Approval amounts will be equivalent to the highest credit limits on the business reports. Try to have 10. See, the ultimate goal is to have 10 trade lines on your credit report. 10 trade lines on your credit report, all right? With at least one of them having a high balance. Well, not a high balance, a high limit, right? Okay, and how you get the high limit is you get these revolving accounts. You use one of them more often than the others. The more the better, the more the merrier, right? So you take one of those revolving accounts and you use it more often. And when they see you making on-time payments, my strategy for this is I do 3 transactions, right? Pay them on time. Then I call them up and ask them for an increase in my limit. And I keep asking for increases and I keep making purchases and paying on time and keep asking them for increases. All right. They're going to increase it if they see you make payments on time. Okay. Anybody, any questions? Any questions? Come on. Let's get some questions out here. Michael got a question. I have good credit, but if I apply for a new card, they always look at my social, so I can skip the trade line credit. So can I skip the trade line credit? Oh, no, no, no. If you got good personal credit, that don't have nothing to do with your business credit, unless I'm reading this wrong, Mr. Parrish. You can open up your mic and answer and ask that if you like to. But I'm kind of confused on what the real question is. You want to be able to skip the trade line credit.
No, that's what I was asking is can you or should I? But they just always seem to come back to, even with the business line, they they want a personal guarantee or they want to take a look at your personal credit, which is fine. But it's not getting away from my own, trying to get away from my own personal credit, which is okay. Obviously what I'm here.
I got you now.
So you answered my question. That's, I will do the trade line issue. That's fantastic.
Oh, right. Yeah. And there's a strategy to this, because like when we do business credit, we know the vendors already. So if you do this on your own, you're just throwing darts at companies trying to figure out what their requirements are. See, if you do this on your own and you ask a company, well, what do I need to get qualified? What they're going to say is, fill out this application and we'll see. And I'll tell you if you get qualified, right? But see, our situation is we have a staff of people that's all they do is find accounts that you don't need that personal guarantee. So we can get your credit up. You see? So, cool. I'm glad I answered that question.
Yeah, got it. Perfect. Thank you.
Cool, cool, cool. All right. Anybody else real quick? We're going to move on. All right. It is essential to keep using the credit, keep applying for more, and talk with credit providers to raise credit limits. If you do this, business credit will keep growing until higher limit credit lines are obtained within 6 to 12 months. So people ask me, how long does it take to build business credit? The real answer is, it's different for everybody because it's all about your, make up a new word. It's all about your administrativeness, okay? It's about how you set up an account, make a purchase, pay it, track your payment on your business credit reports, and know that it's time to go to the next, right? So it's all about, and everybody does this differently, right? Everybody does this in a different time manner. But I'll tell you this, it takes you about 12 months in my system, right? With our guidance and showing you what vendors to get, it takes you about 12 months. Some people can do it in less. Most people do it in more time, okay? So cool, take you about 12 months. All right. Okay, so no skipping steps. 10 trade lines is the goal, because when you got 10 trade lines, when a lender looks at your business credit report and you got 10 trade lines on there saying you pay on time, you're in a good position, okay? High limit of 10K. Cash business account credit accounts will match your highest credit limits reported to your credit profile. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, loans and credit lines. So once you have 10 trade lines, that's when you can go and get credit cards. Okay? 10 trade lines. That's when you go get credit cards. And the credit cards, what they're going to do is look at your highest revolving credit limit. And they're going to match that. Okay? That's why I tell you to increase your limit. Because when you got a high limit, and you go to a credit card or these other companies like that, they'll match your highest limit. That's why I tell you to go back and increase your limits. All right? So cool. Okay, now I'm going to go over three ways to get funding that your bank won't tell you about because they don't sell this stuff. All right? And choosing the right lending product that's best for your business. That's what you need to do. You need to choose the right lending product. So I'm going to go over this stuff. Now, this stuff here, you may not qualify for, you may qualify for, but I tell you this so you can think about funding your business. The thought process, right? Choosing the right product to apply for can make all the difference. Okay. So, cash flow financing. Cash flow financing is the most popular type of alternative funding today. These are cash advances that look at bank account management for approval. If you have more than $3,000 in deposits per month, you can get qualified, okay? This is the fastest and the easiest money that you are going to find, all right? And this is the most popular cash flow financing. This is for, now, the disclaimer on this is not for new businesses. This is for existing businesses, right? And existing businesses always run into a situation. They might need to pay their payroll this Friday. They might have a piece of equipment that went down and they need to replace like right now. This is how they do it. Cash flow financing. It's expensive. But for businesses that run into this need, this is what they use. Cash flow financing. So I have a new lending partner that is called David Allen Capital. And they specialize in this cash flow financing. Okay. So, and it's real fast and easy, right? It's real fast and easy. So you can apply on your telephone, right? So this is how it goes. You apply on your telephone. Now, if you tell them that your revenue was less than $3,000 per month, then they're going to kick you out an email that says you're not qualified at this time, right? Now, if you tell them in this in the smell test application, right? Remember I tell you about the smell test, right? If you tell them that you make from $3,000 to $5,000 per month, then they're gonna send you to Giggle Finance, where that's where you can get loans for contractors. Contractors can get these loans. If they don't even have a business and they put their money into their personal bank account, then they can get this Giggle financing, all right? That's not the best, right? That's not, you know, but that's offered. You don't even have to be a business. Don't even have to have a business bank account. You're just a 1099 person and you can get this money right there, right? From $3,000 to $5,000 per month. Now, if you say that you make $5,000 to $15,000 a month with your business, then they'll send you to Bitty Finance, okay? And they got some situations for you there. And this is all simple. You'll know in 10 minutes whether or not you qualify, okay? Now, if you tell them that your business makes $15,000 or more monthly, then they're going to take you to Bank Breezy to get the big money, okay? Cash flow financing. Now, one thing to know about cash flow financing is this. It's expensive, but for a business, it's like this. If you have to spend, if you get like a $100,000 loan and it costs you $10,000 to get that loan, but with that $100,000, you made $200,000, is that worth it? Spending $10,000 to get this $100,000 that got you $200,000? So that's how you got to think about it. There's a cost to all this lending, right? And you have to figure out is, if I get this money, am I going to make more money to offset the expense? You see? All right. So that's a good point that you should know, right? Okay. But there is an expense to all this, and your business got to be ready to make some money to offset that expense, right? All right. All right, here's another one, collateral-based financing. This is for if you got collateral. Remember I said about the three C's? We just did the cash flow. Now we're doing the collateral, all right? So collateral-based financing can be obtained if you have some type of viable collateral to offset what you're borrowing. Even as a startup with bad credit, you can still secure collateral financing if you have collateral, all right? And it don't cost that much because they know they're going to get their money, right? They know they're going to get their money because you put something up, right? All right, so bust it. These are the types of collateral, right? So there's accounts receivable and purchase orders. Accounts receivable is like if you're a type of business that has invoices that you can batch and sell your invoices. This is how I started with business credit. My client was a trucking company. His business was to deliver stuff, right? And when he delivered stuff, he sent an invoice, but it took him 30 days to get that money. But he still needed to pay his driver and the note on the truck now. So he didn't want to wait 30 days. So there's a thing called factoring. Factoring got his money to him in 24 hours. He batched up these invoices for the trucks that he ran yesterday. Sold those invoices, right? So you get 80% of the money the next day.
Yeah, I want to comment on that real quick if I can.
Go ahead.
That was the from a manufacturing standpoint. I had a CD DVD manufacturing business back in the day, and if you have receivables, you know our monthly nut because of our manufacturing equipment was $70,000 a month. And we still had people to pay. And it, as a startup, that was one of our main sources because we had, you know, put in so much money. It was very capital intensive to begin with. But, you know, the record labels and stuff that we were working with out of New York, they were, you know, not the quickest to pay. They did. And you certainly wanted their business and continue doing business with them. But in any event, just wanted to comment on that because it really is a fantastic way. It's a 80-20, you know, as you were saying, but it definitely kept our cash flow in balance. You know,
That's right. I thank you for commenting on that. Yeah, that's exactly it. It keeps you flowing with the cash. Yeah. So that's they also call that accounts receivable, and factoring. Now, purchase orders are for companies that have government contracts, right? If you have a government contract, like at the commercial bank, a government contract ain't nothing, right? But for certain alternative lenders, if you have a government contract, to them, that's straight up cash because they know the check is going to get there. So you go into a company and say, hey, I got this government contract to do the roads or something, right? And I just need this truck. So can you hook me up with this truck? And that's how they do it, right? So if you need something to make this government contract happen, then they help you out with that stuff. You see what I'm saying? So you have to figure out what it is that you need and how to finance it. Cool. If you have stocks, bonds, 401ks, all of these types of investments can get you a business loan in which the value of the investment stays intact. They only come for it if you default on your loan, right? So 401ks, you can get a business loan on whatever you can pull out of your 401k. It only affects your personal credit or the money that, it don't affect your personal credit. It affects the money that's in your 401k if you don't pay it, right? Revenue lending is similar to cash flow financing. And there's inventory and equipment lending. So if you have inventory or equipment that's over $100,000, you can get a business loan, right? If you have real estate, if you have equity in your home, you can get a business loan. If you have commercial real estate, then you can use the equity in that to get a business loan, okay? Insurance agents have what they call a book of business. That's their list of clients. With your list of clients as an insurance agent, because the lenders look at your that client list as a steady flow of money every month. So you can get if you're an insurance agent, then you can get a business loan. Okay. Now we're going to go into the third piece, which is unsecured credit. This is what I call, we have a program called the Credit Hybrid Program. unsecured credit-based financing is a great way to get money for your business if you have good personal credit or know a guarantor that does. So you don't have to have the good credit. Grandpa might have good credit, or Uncle Jim might have good credit, right? Aunt Sally might have good credit, all right? So you can secure credit up to 5 times of what your highest revolving limit account is now, up to $150,000. You need a score of about 680 or above, all right? 680 or above. With a 680 score, what they will do is look at your personal credit. They'll look at the highest revolving limit that you have, and they will match that up to 5 times on 5 credit cards, okay? 5 credit cards up to $150,000, and this is good for startup businesses. Startups could do this, okay? Just have good personal credit. You get up to $150,000. You just have to have good personal credit, okay? On my website, Get Funding, right down there, there's a video on this program. It's called the Credit Hybrid Program. No, I'm sorry. It's the Credit Line Hybrid Program, okay? At getfunding.com/getfunding. Just go to the website. Boom, boom, bam. There's a video, all the details. So there's some pros and there's some cons about this. The pro is that you can get up to $150,000. The con is, two cons. Inquiries and 10%. So whatever they get you, you pay 10% after you get it. So on the back end, you can use the credit card that they give you to pay these bills. Now, the same thing applies for this. If you're going to pay 10% for this, you got to take that money and make more so that you can offset that fee, right? So if you get $100,000, right, like I said before, and you pay $10,000, you got to make that $100,000 make you enough to justify spending $10,000 for that, right? That just makes sense, right? So, like I said, this whole thing is a strategy. You got to be thinking, right? All right. Okay, so The rates are usually 0% for up to 6 to 18 months. No doc funding, so you don't need no documents, no nothing, just your good personal credit. So even startups can apply, but you do need to have that credibility set up, right? Okay. And on top of that, these credit cards that you get, they report to the business credit reporting agency. So like you can skip the net 30 stuff with this, right? But I don't tell my clients to do that. I tell them to get this. If you got good personal credit, you get this, the credit line hybrid program, and you go get those easy net 30s. Now you got 10 trade lines real fast and easy. Okay? That's a trick right there, all right? That's a trick right there, all right? So bust it. Yeah, that's what you do. So now my company is also like a brokerage firm. We got hundreds of legitimate lenders. So we also have private money available. We have venture capital and equity financing. That's like the Shark Tank guys, where they give you money for your business, but they take a piece of equity in your business. Then you also know about crowdfunding, stuff like that. And you can even get specialized funding to buy equipment, signs and vehicle wraps, right? I have another webinar that is called the free money version, the free money edition of what I'm just doing. But I tell you about how I learned business credit with this trucking company and the guy was getting free money. So if you check out that webinar on my website, I'll tell you about how he gets free money. But he's like the shady guy, right? So I don't teach people how to do what he does. But me experiencing him taught me that business credit really works. And that's why I made up that hashtag. Hashtag business credit is real. Word. Okay. What's next? Okay. So now I'm going to go over and we're going to be getting out of here. All right. So I know I'm running out of time. Actually, I'm going to be over time a little bit. Right. But if you want to stick around, you can stick around. But now I'm going to teach you how to get access to how to easily get business credit and financing all in one place, right? How my packages go. If y'all want to hear that, we can do that, right? All right. Are we good with that? Somebody say yay. Somebody say yay. All right. Okay, so bust it. This right here is one of my clients, Brian Fleming from New Jersey, right? If you go to my website, at the bottom of each page is a video testimonial from some of my clients, right? So he tells you how easy it was for him to get his first $50,000, right? Okay, this is the ultimate solution, the Business Credit Builder. It's powered by the Business Finance Suite. It's the easiest and the fastest way to get money and credit to build and grow your business. It's a simple solution. Nobody said that they wanted to hear this stuff. So do we talk about this stuff or no? What? Y'all want to see what the plans are looking like? Anybody? I won't do it if I don't have to. Okay. What we got going? Anybody in here? Hello? What's the deal? Hello? Hello? Yeah, what's going on here? Okay, y'all still here? What y'all want to do? Show us. Oh, snap, I forgot your name. Okay, Ms. Myers, she wants to show. All right, bet. RJ says, yeah, word is born. They with me. All right. I got to know y'all with me and shit, right? All right. All right, so bust it. It's the easiest and the fastest way to get money and credit to build and grow your business. It's a simple solution. This is what you get when we have us, right? You get business credit for your business, not linked to your social, through the top selling business credit system. You get access to funding for your business to start, build, and grow. Our cutting edge technology helps you meet credibility requirements before you apply. You can access discounted business credit reports. I told you all about that. You get the largest supply of starter vendors. The starter vendors are hard. If you do this on your own, right? I told you why already. Massive selection of revolving store credit with underwriting guidelines. Hard to find cash credit sources that you can get within 120 days. No personal credit check or guarantee is required. You get access to the cash flow financing, collateral-based financing, the credit line hybrid program, private money, alternative SBAs, venture capitals, right? And the most popular product that we have is the credit line hybrid program. Okay. Okay. So my clients, this is what they get. They get their own control panel. It looks similar to this, but this one got all these buttons on the left because that's my reseller account, right? So bust it. You get your own control panel that you customize to your business, right? This is how it goes. We give you a course of content. We go step by step. We're going to take you step by step to build your business credit, all right? So you go step by step, right? See, the first step is business credibility, right? So you'll go into each one of these. And like, say, the first one is business name. It's going to tell you exactly what you need to do to get your business name. It's going to have a video on how to get your business name. There's going to be resources so that you can get others to just do it for you in some situations, right? In that particular situation, right? And on top of that, if you still can't figure it out there, then there's people that you can call or email to help you figure out how to get this business name. This is the type of concierge service that we give you throughout the whole process. Every single step, you are not doing this alone. There's always somebody to give you the expert advice on what to do next. If you get lost on something, if you don't understand something, you call up the advisors. I called up the advisors so much, they know my voice. They'd be like, hey, Noel, right? So that's what it's like, right? So when we get to the part where we're actually giving you the vendors, right? So we build business credit in four tiers of vendors, right? Four tiers of vendors. Each tier we'll give you about 15 vendors and we'll say, pick three of these. And this is the type of information that we give you on these vendors. Like this one is for Racetrack. They report, and you need to know this stuff. You need to know who they report to. They report to Dun & Bradstreet. This account is a revolving account. We give you the telephone number, the fax number, a description of what they sell. And then we also give you the information on how to qualify. So for this particular vendor, all you need is an EIN number, a DUNS number, a PayDebt score of 78. You saw that, right? 78. And I told y'all what the scores are like and what to do to get up to a 78. They prefer that you have 3 years in business. You must have a business entity and your phone listed with the national 411. Boom. You know whether or not to waste your time filling out an application with them or not, right? So you know before you apply whether or not you're going to qualify, right? And then there's on this particular one, there's a button that you can apply right there online, all right? It's going to tell you how to apply, right? Now, this is one of my clients, Christine, but she's not the average client, right? Her husband is a truck driver. And she's a stay-at-home mom. She got all of these credit lines in 6 months. But not everybody could do this trick, okay? She had the time to do this, okay? Not everybody could do this in 6 months. Sprint 2,000, Amazon 4,500, Tractor Supply 5,000, Exxon 5,000, Fuelman Fleet 6,000, BJ 7, BP 8, Lowe's 10, Apple 12.5, Shell 15, whew. You see this? You see this, right? You could do this too, but not everybody could do it as fast as she, right? All right. Now, you also get your very own business credit advisor, who offers concierge service for 12 months to help you build your business credit. You get your own finance officer for 5 years to help you build financing for your business. So you always got access to the advising team, and you always got access to the finance officer. And our finance officer has, there's a team over there at the finance team. The finance team has hundreds of lenders with different programs to fit you in money. So if you go by our steps, we're going to get you the funding. I already know you're going to get the funding that you need if you follow the steps. Actually, I undersell everything, right? So my clients that follow the steps, they get more than I tell them they're going to get by following the steps, okay? Okay, here's a simple summary, and we're going to get out of here. You get your own business finance suite control panel, discounted business credit reports, your free DUNS number, your largest supply of starter vendors, massive selection of revolving store credit, hard-to-find credit cash sources, access to cash flow, collateral-based and unsecured and private money sources. Oh, what I didn't tell you is about when you got those 10 trade lines and you go for those credit cards, if you do this on your own, and you go look for credit cards, business credit cards, what you're going to get is those Capital One credit cards that say, hey, we're a business credit card. But when you ask them who they report to, they say TransUnion. That's not a business credit card. Business credit cards report to the business credit reporting agencies. And those are hard to find. All right. So it'll typically take you about 18, 24 months to do this on your own. Right. So doing it with us, we just save you time, basically. Right. We're not wasting your time. We're telling you exactly what to do, when you need to do it, how to do it, where to do it, what telephone number, all the details. All right. We're not going to be shucking and jiving. All right. All right. I got two different programs. I got the core package and I got the business credit building program. The difference in the two is that the core package, you get the control panel. The business credit building program is a one-on-one consultation with me that I made for the people that can't afford the core package, to be honest, right? Okay, so here we go. The core package. Get started today as part of this seminar, and you can get started with a huge discount on your premier enrollment. Now, this usually would go for $4,400, all right? But mine costs $29.95. You could do that with a $1,500 down payment and 6 monthly payments that total up to $29.95, right? Or you can make a single payment of $24.50, and that saves you $550, right? But if this works for you, if you think that this works for you, I can make a deal with you, right? But you need to be ready today, and I can only do this one time. So I take $1,000 off of that single payment. So if you got $1,450 and you think this can work for you, and you can do $1,450 today only, then you can save a whole bunch of money that way. Okay? What you would do is just call 404-500-9687 at the end of this webinar, right? And the first one that calls will get that discounted situation. Otherwise, down the line, you do the single payment for $24.50, save $550, right? Or you put $1,500 down and make 6 payments, right? All right, that's the core package. That's the best package because you have access to the finance team. You always have access to this finance team, always, all right? And here goes the business credit building program. Okay, this is a one-on-one consultation with me for 1 year. How this usually works is we talk about a couple times a month and we're strategizing what vendors to get, when to pay them, and when to look at your business credit reports. And I teach you how to read your business credit report, because your business credit reports ain't easy to read. It don't tell you this vendor, that vendor, right? So I help you read them, right? So this usually retails at $2,500. My price is only $995. You can do that with a $400 down payment and three monthly payments that total up to $995. I don't know why that's like that, but the single payment option is $750, where you can save $250, right? $750 single payment option. Now, same thing with this one. If you think this plan is good for you and you're ready to date, $450 will get you going, right? $450 will take care of you for the whole year and we start rolling right away. In order to get that hookup price, you just call me right after the webinar, right? That's 404-500-9687, right? Okay. Oh, there it goes. Single payment, $750. Boom, best value. Boom. All right, so cool. Now, let's say you can't afford all of that. I got eBooks, right? The eBooks start at $10, right? You just go to /eBooks. And if you can't afford that $10 eBook, then I got a blog. And on the blog is so much information, I can't put in a webinar. Okay? So check out the blog. Check out the social medias. I got the YouTube is lit. The Spotify is lit. All right? And that's how we do it. All right? Anybody got any questions or anything? Let's run it. Michael says, this has been fantastic, Noel. Thank you. I appreciate that. Was this useful? Did I waste your time? Or what? Tell me something. What? This is your time to comment, open up your mic, say something.
This was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, I appreciate that. Who was that?
It's Allie.
Allie, no doubt. I appreciate you being here, Allie. And allowing me to call you by your nickname. Miss Cook says she has found value. Thank you. Miss Myers says, she's a MD, MED. She says that, thank you for your knowledge and time. I appreciate that comment, Miss Myers. Elaine says it's very useful. Allie, very useful, very helpful. Yes, I finally see the light. Thank you. RJ says he finally sees the light. I ain't mad at you, dope. I ain't mad at you, RJ. All right. She. That's a bet. I had to correct that, right? All right, everybody. I appreciate y'all's time sharing it with me. This is going to be on YouTube. So check on the YouTube if y'all need to. And there's a whole bunch of videos that I've done on YouTube as well. All right. So thank you everybody for coming. We're going to end this out. I don't like to be on here after 8:30 and I done went way over the time. All right. But I appreciate y'all's interaction. That's how we do. I like the interaction. That's why, you know, y'all got a bunch of information I normally don't share just because y'all interacted and asked questions and stuff like that. Right. Okay, everybody. I appreciate it. Miss Monique got something in here for me. That was a direct message. Thank you, she says. Melissa says, great information. I appreciate it, y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'm glad that this stuff was useful for y'all, right? All right. Thank y'all. Happy New Year. Much love. One. Let's see how we get out of here.